Well, he woke up that morning and he called into work, put on his daddy's old suit with a secondhand shirt, all untucked, shoes untied. The people all snickered as he walked by, so he stopped in a bar, bought a shot of Stevens and another. He bummed a cigarette and said, talking with a stranger about the weather. And then he paid his bill and he stepped outside and fell down into the street. He cursed and he cried as he climbed back up to his feet again. So up the road he found a payphone and called his mom. He said, "Mom, I think I'll be coming home. I've been feeling so bad and tired of this city. Ain't been the same since I lost my pretty Angeline. Mom, I miss her so. It's been over a year and there ain't nothing I fear so much as being alone." And then he hung up the phone without saying goodbye. Stopped in a store and bought a postcard and signed it, "Fare thee well," and sent it back home to you, Mom. Looking back, I'd say it wasn't so much the girl as it was the booze and the dope and the way it took the weight of the world up upon his shoulders and let it wash the blue from his eyes as he grew colder. And through all those lonely nights they're left alone. So he was just 23 when he stepped out on that ledge. It was his weary heart that pushed him to the edge. He was tired of living life and looking for love. A weary heart just needs a little touch, and is it too much to ask? He cried as he stepped into the wind. He turned his back on the world and he fell back to earth. So with the wind in his hair and a smile on his face, he crashed through the hood of an old 98 and he laid there dying on a cold winter's day all alone.